Three types of people. The true class distinction. The highest ranking individual, from the religious point of view, is one who goes in constant fear of his Lord, turning to him in all matters. Such a man leads his life as if God were watching over him. He fears invisible God far more than any visible objects of this world, and bows before his Lord with a penitent heart. Such are the souls desired by God. The Almighty is pleased with those who have suffered for his cause. When they meet him on the day of the great reckoning, God will shower upon them his choicest blessings. He will send them into evergreen gardens where they shall remain forever. There they shall have all that they desire, and more. God's blessings are infinite. Ranking somewhat lower is the occasional and inadvertent wrongdoer. Yet he too can be forgiven by God and share his blessings, provided he is a true believer, has mitigated whatever evil he has done by good deeds and is not obstinate about giving up his evil ways. All he has to do then is turn to God in penitence and confess his sins. God will then turn to him in mercy and forgiveness. The mortal who ranks lowest is one who is preoccupied with the love of the world, love of himself and pride. He is interested in mere externals, mere fripperies. He never holds his tongue for fear of his Lord. He does not stop short when reminded of the word of God. It is true that he will be rewarded for his deeds in the course of his own lifetime. Success and glory will be his. He will never suffer setbacks or losses. But it is just such a one who in the next life will suffer hellfire and brimstone, having lived for himself alone with no thought for God. It is then that he will learn what it means never to have cared a whit for the next world. It is in the life hereafter where he will learn that his strivings were in vain and his ambitions fruitless. Man should endeavor to belong to the first category. He would still be counted as fortunate if he finds himself among the second category. As for the third group, one should strive utmost and keep praying so that he does not fall among the lowest of the low. Eternal damnation awaits such people. The Almighty is pleased with those who have suffered for his cause. When they meet him on the day of the great reckoning, God will shower upon them his choicest blessings.